This is one in a series of podcasts from Lutheran Education Australia, My Principals Who Serve in Lutheran Education. Welcome to LEA Podcasts, and today to Kelvin Grivel, who is Principal at Encounter Lutheran College, an F-12 school in beautiful Victor Harbour on the coast of Adelaide. Kelvin is married with three school-aged children. He started his teaching career at St Mark's Mount Barker before moving to Encounter as a founding staff member and a Year 5, 6 and 7 teacher in 2001. During his time at Encounter, he headed to the UK for a year of teaching with his wife, Skye, before returning to Victor. He then undertook his first role as principal at Our Saviour Lutheran School at Aberfoyle Park in suburban Adelaide in 2007. He was there for 5 years before being appointed as principal of Encounter as it began the journey into secondary schooling. Today, Kelvin's focus in this podcast is demystifying the principalship. Kelvin, welcome.
Thank you.
And fascinating topic. Why do you think the role of the principal needs to be demystified?
I think probably for me, some observations over my journey, just I guess I believe there's a fair bit of fear or uncertainty around the role. I think these days there's not that many people putting their hands up to be principals, and often positions need to be re-advertised. And so I guess the pool seems to be reasonably shallow. And I actually don't think it's that the capacity is lacking. I just think it's this sense of what does it mean to be a principal? And I think it's built up to be something far more horrific and insurmountable than what is the reality. I think I remember watching from arm's length at principals I worked with when I was a class teacher, and while I knew and you see part of the role, I was also very ignorant. It's only until you step into the role where you truly know what a principal does, even though you're seeing them in their role each day. So for me, when I first stepped into my first role as principal at Our Saviour, it was like an apprenticeship. It was on the job training. You sit in the chair for the first time and think, okay, what do I do now? And while you might perhaps understand 30 or 40 or 60% of the role, there are lots of gaps. So I think demystifying the role and perhaps filling in those gaps might help to clarify what it does mean to be a principal, and therefore helping people to realise they might have the capacity and therefore make the job more appealing. And I guess one of my passions is about sustainable leadership in our system, and I really worry about that. And I think if we could truly explain to people what it looks like, then we might partly at least resolve what that issue is.
There's certainly some persistent beliefs out there that people believe the role of the principal is difficult. Is this really the reality as you found it?
Well, in one sense, absolutely it is. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it and say, oh, it's a walk in the park and it's an easy job and it's 40 hours and you're punching at 9 and out the door at 4 and there's never any dramas. That wouldn't be telling the truth. But I think and that's probably why the job gets a bad reputation, because everyone just hears all the horror stories and
yes,
the hours and the difficult parents and the managing staff and the finances and all of that, which is all very real. But I think that's not a balanced view. I think very rarely do we hear the really positive and realistic and broader perspective of what that role really looks like.
True. I think principals do like to share those horror stories, and it's time to share some of the other times that are particularly rewarding as well. So in Essendon's, what do you think it takes to be a principal?
Well, obviously the noticeable aspects and the less desirable things are just all related to the admin and compliance and all that aspect of the role. There's a big part, I think, more and more about having a sense of a vision or a strategy for the longer term future. So not just getting through today, but what does the next 6 month, 12 months, 2 years look like? And I guess this year's proven that that's not always predictable. So being really, really agile and being able to respond to those needs, whether they are to the scale of a pandemic or whether it's just losing a staff member mid-year or whatever might be the factor. But I think when it all boils down, being a principal is about people. And I think that's probably the most appealing aspect, because you go from a teacher to being a principal, and most people get into teaching because they love working with young people and they love people generally. And that's probably the most common thread, that it remains, that both roles remain very much centred around people. So if you love working with people of all ages, and I think even more so as a principal, that spectrum shifts even more to either end. And if you're patient enough to manage the tricky people or the tricky times, well, you might well find that you love the role of being principal.
That's true, really, isn't it? Because teachers have influence on their classroom and the children and the families that they interact with there. But when you become a principal, your influence is far more broadly spread across the whole school. So effectively, you have more influence.
Yeah, and I think there's the thing you lose, I think, in a sense, about stepping out of a teaching role is that day-to-day, really close connection with a cohort of students or your teaching partner or whatever it might be. But what being a principal gives you is the ability to have far-reaching influence over a greater group. And you have those opportunities where you can still chime in and have a really significant impact on a student or a family or a colleague that you wouldn't otherwise be able to. And then those moments can come and go. There's families, for example, when there's a family who are suffering from an event of trauma or grief, it's often the role of principal along with others, whether it be counsellors or other teachers or other staff who are close by. It's often the role of the principal to step in and to really show that compassion and care in those moments. And again, it's such a privilege to be able to do that. But again, it just comes back to people.
It does, yes. So in our Lutheran schools, what role does faith play for those who lead our schools?
I think it's significant for my own personal experience, but also my observations of colleagues, is that it's a really central role. I guess, again, getting back to the reality of the role being really complex and challenging at times, there are many doubts and moments where you think, am I either cut out for this or can I manage this situation? So it can be quite lonely, I suppose, in some moments. So leaning into your faith in God and knowing that, you know, there's a God who has everything in hand and goes before you is really significant. And from my own point of view, I can't imagine not having that to sustain me. So I think in times of uncertainty or confusion or at worst desperation, that your faith is absolutely really pivotal and as part of reassuring you and also an aspiration. You know, it's about service in our roles. I often use that phrase of, you know, we all have a cross to bear, and it's not like we're Christians being persecuted in a country where Christianity isn't the predominant faith. It's not like our lives are truly on the line when we declare our faith, but part of our faith as leaders in Lutheran schools is being the bad guy at times, or being the person who keeps on forgiving when people have had 5-10 chances. It's about making that hard call in a behaviour management situation, whatever it might be, but your faith is able to really come to the surface in some really practical ways, rather than it being all stuff in your head. Your faith can really become a reality each and every day in the decisions you make, in the conversations you have with people, and coming that sense of calling or vocation that we have, that idea that we are doing this for God and for His glory and for the mission and ministry of our church through our schools and our communities is really underpins what I think we're all in the job for.
True. Now, you've talked about some of the more tricky things that principals become involved in. What about the upsides? What's the blessings of leading a Lutheran school?
Well, again, similarly to the people side of things being a similarity with teaching, I think a teacher would say that no 2 days are the same. No. But I think as a principal, I've found that's even more so. I mean, you still have in a classroom, even though 2 days aren't the same, you still have the routine of whether it's bells ringing or one lesson finishes and another one commences, and there's still that routine. And by no means have I ever seen a teacher say, well, I'm bored of this. But as a principal, I think that's amplified even further. You walk into your day thinking, well, I think I know what I'm doing, and then you leave home at nighttime thinking that's not kind of how I thought it would pan out, or you have some things in your calendar, or you're foolish enough to think you've got a cruisy day ahead of you in terms of your commitments, and then you end up being hit by a metaphorical bus when there's a drama or a crisis or something that pops up and you find yourself right in the midst of it. So I think that the diversity of the role is amazing and so rich. So one day or one moment you might be, dreaming about or planning for the future of your school community, and then, the next week you're on a school camp and you might be driving the bus, or you might be walking through the streets of a city or on a hike or whatever you might be doing, or you're dressing up for book week, or you're speaking at a board meeting, or you're out in the community building a partnership, or cooking a sausage sizzle at Bunnings on a Saturday or Sunday, or you're chatting to families, or you're on yard duty, or you're counselling a student, or you're in those situations where there's grief or there's, a mental health issue, or you're giving a speech for a special occasion, whether it's Grandparents' Day or a valedictory service, or you're undertaking enrolment interviews. And I mean, that's just really just a drop in the ocean in terms of what you might find yourself doing from one day to the next. But you're having to make different decisions, and you're having to be alongside other people. So really that mantra of being a jack of all trades is never truer than when you lead as a principal.
There's never a boring day by the sound of it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Which is great, because most of us who are in the role, I think, have a reasonable amount of energy and an enthusiasm for what it means to be a principal. And I think that keeps you young. Again, you're working with young people. I can't imagine working in a really stale environment. I mean, some people probably wish for some of those days, but I think if you really stepped into, step back into a principal's role after, having whether it's a week off, a term off, you really are energised by that environment of a school community.
That's a great word to use there, to energise other people. Kilwin, if you were encouraging someone to consider a principal's role, what should they remember, and what do you think might inspire them to put their hand up for it?
Well, I guess it is, again, as I said before, it's undoubtedly a significant and complex and challenging role, but that has to be offset by the understanding that it's an amazingly rewarding role too. I think that's why those of us who are doing it are doing it, because on balance, we all come back every day, every term, every year and saying, this is still worth it. And that's probably why, again, making that comparison to a classroom teacher, why you keep coming back to the class, because yes, it's challenging and kids drive you up the wall and the parents do too and all the rest of it, but whether it's in a classroom, it's that, light bulb moment where someone understands something, or where you make that connection with a student or a family member that might endure for years beyond. That they're the blessings. And I think that just touches on that, again, the idea of people, that you are able to speak into the lives of so many people and have influence over a community that just simply wouldn't be possible in another role. And I think it's quite humbling to be in the role of principal, and the variety of roles and the different hats you wear, because you are just in such a dynamic and exciting workplace, but also the role. So I think in terms of why should people should put their hand up, I think it's also important to remember, we've talked about it from a faith point of view before, but I think also from a collegial perspective, I think in our sector, in Lutheran schools, there's always someone you can pick up the phone and speak to, and that might be, you know, the LESNW office, another regional office. It might be a colleague down the road in your hub group. But that ability to know that you're not alone, and those meetings we have, I'm sure it operates differently from region to region, but in South Australia we have termly meetings all together, and then we have other termly meetings where it's in our cluster groups and more regional groups. And just to step out of your school for, even if it's 2 days a term, to feel like you're vaguely normal, and you're with a group of people who may not understand your specific context, but they're rowing a similar boat. And even if they can't relate to the very specific example, they probably have their own story. And so there's that sense of empathy which you have for your peers, which I just don't think we can overstate how important that is in making the role sustainable. So I think it's really important to know that, yes, that old idea of, you know, the buck stops with you, and yes, it does, but you're not alone, even though it might feel like that at times. And there's always people to speak to. There's always an avenue. There's always an answer. There's always a way forward. And I think that sense of hope is really significant in the role. And I'd just like to think that there might be people who currently think they're not cut out for the role of principal who actually might be.
You've talked a lot about relationships. You've talked about relationships with students, with staff, and now relationships with your colleagues. What about relationships with people inside your school that are supporting you, perhaps things like your deputy principals and things like that? How significant are they to you on a daily basis as a principal?
Yeah, I think it's really important that you find and establish a network on a whole lot of levels. So it might be, I've just spoken about that external level or that collegial level amongst other principals, but I think the day-to-day, and we said about 2 days a term, I mean, the reality is you've got to get through the other 48 days a term. So having trusted colleagues is really important. And I think in the role of principal, it's going to be either a deputy or a head of school or the business manager, whoever it might be. But I remember in my first role at Our Saviour, when I was extremely naive, I remember the secretary in our front office was someone who she was a member of the church, and I had some really big decisions to make in my first 6 months when I was there. And even though my deputy was amazing over the longer journey, in that first 6 months, it was this person who was the closest person physically to me in the office who really provided a lot of wisdom for me to have belief when I didn't really have much of my own. And so I guess that proves to me that your support network needs to be whatever it and whoever it needs to be. It might be people in those formal roles that are more closely aligned with you, like I said before, with a business manager or someone else in your exec team or whatever that looks like. But you do need to debrief, and you do need to thrash things out. And I think the more you do that, the more collaborative you can be, the less lonely it feels and the more like a team it feels. Mm-hmm. If you can share that burden, share those decisions, and then ultimately you share the future, and you share the joys and the wins and the successes, well, that makes the role even richer too.
It certainly does. Thank you for that, Kelvin. Is there just one reason that you could say to someone who's thinking, could I be a principal? Is there just one reason from your experience that would say, if you've got this, you've got what it takes?
I think if you love to serve and you love people, I really think that's what it boils down to. If you're willing to put in the hard yards, and often that is driven by your faith, but just the desire to keep on plugging away, whatever it is. But if you love people, I think you have a very good chance of having some of those foundational aspects in place that might mean you can do it. Because you could be a great administrator. You can tick lots of other boxes, but if you don't get people, you're going to struggle. Whereas if you flip that, you know, you can make lots of mistakes. Don't think there's too many perfect principles out there, but I think the ones who last the longest or who enjoy the job or however you define success or being effective, I think it's those principles who connect with people, love people, genuinely want to uplift others. I think that's what might give people a chance to think, yep, I could have a crack at that.
Well, thank you very much for that. I couldn't think of a better point to finishing on. So love to serve and love people, and you should be able to give it a very good go. Thanks very much, Kelvin.
You're very welcome.
If you enjoyed this podcast, check out the LEA website, where you'll find more podcasts on a range of topics for anyone interested in leading in Lutheran education.